Hello everybody, it's another great week. Welcome to yet another episode of your favorite podcast, the Freneur Podcast. My name is Uwe McMahon and beside me is
Blessing Aven.
I can't hear your name.
Blessing Aven, guys. Hi, long time no here.
Long time.
It's been a whole week. I miss them.
So. You know, we've been having discussions among entrepreneurs, and one key topic always comes up. What's more important to an entrepreneur? Is it your network or is it funding or money? And every time we've spoken to different people, they've all had differing positions on this topic.
Well, what's your answer?
No, first of all, let me throw out the questions to the listeners.
I asked you first.
No, first of all, let's throw out the questions to the listeners. What do you guys think? Is your network more important or is funding, money, more important to the African entrepreneur? Which
so
will you succeed best with?
What do you think?
I'm tempted to go with money. Because, as you know, building a business in Africa can be very, very, very interesting. Because of the lack of, you know, good infrastructures, you need money to do everything yourself because the government doesn't do. But I think at various stages of your business, you need different things, and your network is very, 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 very important. Your network will actually help you connect with the people that will give you money. Your network will also, you know, give you information you need to succeed as a business. Your network will connect you to your customers. Your network can do a whole lot of things.
So, what are you choosing?
I can't pick a side.
You have to pick a side.
I feel
asking the listeners to pick a side, so you have to pick a side.
I feel at different times in business, you need various of those things, but I think your network is very important.
So you stand for network?
Yes.
And because you stand for network, I stand for money.
Okay.
So. And I think that your money can give you the network.
Okay, go on. Explain.
I mean, rich people always find rich people. And the fact that you are rich, people will want to farm you every single time. Especially in Africa. Even if you are a stupid person and you are rich, your older people, after we form all the respect finish, older people will still come and greet you and say, good morning, ma. Like, I've been in a place where, because this guy was rich, an old woman was greeting him, sir. And then they will see other boys that are pretty much older than these boys. That still be like, ah, this boy, you don't have respect. Do you understand? Because those ones are poor. So I feel like with money, in fact, I think that with money, network just, you get, like, money finds money. Money attracts money.
But here's my own point. Oh, this is what I feel. Because you have money does not mean that you will succeed as a business. Because that's the goal at the end of the day. To succeed as a business, longevity. You want your business to stand the test of time. We've seen businesses that have been popped. So much money in Nigeria. Venture capitalists just came and tossed money into the business. They did ads. They were buying equipment. They were buying, you know, up smaller businesses. And till today, they are not making a single profit. So, even with so much money, you might not succeed. Even with so much money.
I know who you're subbing.
You don't know
who I'm talking. I know who you're subbing. But with all the sub, I could give you a practical example of someone I think had money and went up.
Okay, give me one example.
Oh, 30 billion for the account, yo. As a musician, you need visibility. And Omo Babalo came into the industry, and because of money, he was able to push you.
By the way, listeners, she's talking about a Nigerian musician called Davido.
I'm trying not to call him. Nothing me. But yeah, he was able to use his money to get PR attention, to put his music in places he wanted his music to be. He was also able to get the radio stations to play his songs, get the DJs to play his songs. I mean, money answered a lot of things. And people listen to the words of money. So if you, as an entrepreneur, you go into a place and you say, I need this thing, and they say, no, we can't. Just show some money, drop some bills.
I totally get your point. I get your point, but not everybody has that money in Africa. Hold on. I'm going somewhere. Not everybody has access to that money. So immediately I start my business, I should go seek for funds. I should go look for money. look for big investment because I want to be successful as
you
a business.
You might as well just be born with the money, you know.
No.
You know, you just come in here.
What is the percentage of people that are born with good money? And you know, there are levels to the money.
Ah, it's true.
There are levels to the money.
There are actually levels to the money. But okay, on a more serious note, while I'm not playing the devil's advocate, if you find yourself in a situation where you don't have the money, you're still looking for venture capitalists, you're still looking for people here and there, you might want to take the Whiskey model and know the right people. Because the growth of Whiskey in this business is necessary.
It's interesting because we have two different artists or musicians
that
use two different models that are very relevant to entrepreneurs generally.
Well, they always fight.
It's not about the fight here. Let's speak the positives. Okay. So one had the money to push his career.
Yeah.
The other one
had the network
to push his career, and both are equally successful.
But no, I don't like to think they're equally successful. I like to guys, video, you're my friend. I love you, Omo Babalowo. But for some reason, I love Whiskey's model. Because somehow he went from chilling with Banky and doing songs with Banky to doing songs with a lot of other artists.
And
now
he's international.
Like, and then suddenly we are seeing on pictures and on social media that he and Chris Brown are guys. And somehow Chris Brown is dancing Shoki because of his affiliation with Whiskey. And Whiskey is just growing. Drake is doing a collabo with him. Like, people are like, I don't know if you understand what I'm mm-hmm. saying. You just climbing the ladder. Now I'm hearing Nicki Minaj. Davido is only R. Kelly.
You know, you know what's so funny is you actually have a quote that you like to mention every time we meet, that your network determines your net worth. The people you associate yourself with will bring you new customers. No, just think about it. As a small business, imagine you get a client that one of the things we say is that the best type of advertisement is from word of mouth.
It sees what it works.
So imagine if every customer you have loves what you do and goes out to tell two other people that this is what you did for them. Just think about that multiplier effect. Imagine if you need advice for your business and you meet somebody that is successful and he tells you, okay, rather than do X, why not do Y? Because when I did X, I failed. Imagine if somebody connects you to even that venture capitalist that you need because you were friends with him. And that's why we encourage entrepreneurs to go out and talk to people about your business. Stop being afraid that people will steal your idea, people will steal your business, people will steal your business model. Man, trust me, you will sit down there with your innovative business model in quotes and you will fail.
It's not like you just fail. Somebody else in Jamaica
will think the same thing.
The same idea. And that person in the lorry will be thinking the exact same thing. Has it happened to you where you go to a place, you're feeling smart, you just mistakenly blurt out your idea and somebody's like,
but I've done this before.
I've done this, I thought about it. My friend in Yenagoa is doing the exact same thing and this is the name of the business.
It lands credence to that saying that it's not, your ideas are not really new, it's your implementation that matters, is new. So how you implement that so-called idea is how you will succeed. Because if you look at it, the same problems you're facing, other people are facing those same problems. They also see the need most times. So,
but guys, I won't lie to you, if you have the money, forget all this.
But wait, there's having the money and then using the money wisely.
DJ Copy has the money and the network has naturally come her.
She also used her network.
That's what I'm saying. The network naturally comes. Like, just because her father is Otedola, the network will come. Just
do the listeners know who Otedola is?
Just
Google
him.
Names that
just
people don't know
see,
about.
Guys, let me not lie to you. I sound like 2K right now. But let me not lie to you guys on a very serious note. If you have the money, just be wise. Pick your people right, because they will come. So just pick them right. Be looking at them like, okay, this one, how are you going to add to my life? Okay, I choose you.
You see how you're going back to my network thing? Because even with the money, you need to understand that network is important, even with that money, or else people will bleed you dry of that money.
Okay. Yes. But don't miss the point that your money can attract the right network. So if I'm one of the 10 top 10 pubs billionaires in Nigeria, by default Dangote will talk to me, because we're in the same cabal. Like, we're on pubs, man. We'll be bonding on some pubs level and I'll be like, hi Ali Cash, how are you doing, you know. Yeah, so naturally that would happen. But you also have to be wise. if you don't have the money like these people, just be humble. Invest in your network, which you do by investing in your network.
But first of all, you won't even attract a good network if you don't have a good solution to pitch to them.
No,
or to give,
if you have a
or
great,
value,
I think
basically,
if you have a great personality, you will attract the right.
Guess team. What? With great personality or very good personality comes with you having some sort of value, because when you're going to talk to people, they don't see that value.
It doesn't have to be business wise.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be business wise. It could be that this person is really fun to talk to. He's very smart.
Like
this
me.
Person gives solution to problems.
Oh my god!
There are people I like to go talk to, because when I talk to them, they sort of give me a new perspective. They make me think differently. So you have to be known for something. You have to be good at something. If not.
Nothing for you. People do not like, which is something I always tell anybody I meet. When somebody is always squeezing from you, you get tired, you get exhausted, you don't want to be around that person. So don't be that person that always, anytime you are taking from people, but you are not giving anything in return. Be worthy of, like, let me be happy that you are around me. Always have something to offer me. Do you get, like, you can't keep taking from people, you get as it be.
Yeah, that goes without saying that anybody you meet in your network, be sure to leave something with them.
Exactly, be memorable.
Be memorable, that's it. It's very important. Don't just go out of your way to meet people and then ask, what can you do for me? Usually ask yourself too, what can I do for this person? What can I leave with this person that will make him remember me tomorrow? So guys, there you have it. I guess we all see that both of them are very important, but I think your network is more important.
I'm not even in the mood to argue.
Or importanter.
But I do agree with you. We agree to disagree.
If you have questions, you send them to questions@theafropreneur.net. You can also, reply this message or reply this post on the website. And we want to run a series where we will profile certain or several businesses. So write in if you want to
be one of them.
Yeah, and then on the website, we have a new section where you can ask any question. So just go there, type in your question, and trust me, we'll reply as soon as possible.
As soon as possible, being the keyword. Well, guys, our social media pages are as active as... They're going to be as... How do I put it? They'll be more active than
they've
never
revived.
Before. No, don't use the word revive. They did not die before. Guys, they're going to be more active than ever before with great content, pretty images. You don't want to miss this. I'm in a very excited mood.
So you better just follow us.
Yes, follow us at The Afropreneur. And then send me messages, guys.
Follow us on Twitter and Instagram.
At
and
The Afropreneur.
Facebook.
At The Afropreneur.
And even LinkedIn.
Yeah. LinkedIn. Yeah, my name is Blessing Abeng on LinkedIn. And his name is Uem Edimo Uemakwan on LinkedIn. And he's a LinkedIn influencer, guys. Like, he's a LinkedIn big boy. So you might want to connect to him.
No, I try to drop, words of wisdom every day. So please follow my words of wisdom.
He's being humble, though. Me, I'm trying to be a Twitter influencer. You can help my ministry by
following
me online.
We have to go.
We love you. Don't forget to write us questions@theafropreneur.net. Drop a comment. All of you that have been telling us thank you, you're doing a good job. We love you.
Yes,
guys.
Yes. We actually read those messages and we appreciate them.
Of course, we love you.
Be awesome.
Be awesome. You've got to save it. You've got to save it.